Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a song that was Spain's entry into the 1973 Eurovision contest. While it did not win, it proved to have a melody that was so well composed that the single release of this Spanish language song reached the top 10 in the United States, New Zealand, the Netherlands, and Belgium. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will examine a one-of-a-kind blues song that was inspired by the Cold War space race between the United States and the old Soviet Union. It was released by a barrel house piano player that learned his craft by entertaining at sawmills and levee camps along the Mississippi River. Later, we will hear a hard rock remake of a 50s rockabilly classic that hit the top 10 in the United States and went to number 1 in Norway. By remaining at that number 1 position for 14 weeks, this monster hit became Norway's number 1 song of all time. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate a single by vocalist Philip Wallace Blondheim III that represented a true instance of worlds colliding. While the song's lyrics celebrated the thriving and independent hippie rock scene of one California city, the record was actually assembled by the now renowned group of established musicians from another California city that had made 31 trips into the Billboard Top 10 prior to the recognized beginning of the hippie era. But first, just as we do every week, we begin with a single that, at some point, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then were shot down. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start with a song that makes references to cultural fads of the late 70s, such as Elaine's Restaurant in New York City and Halston, the designer. The piano-playing writer of the song at one point indicated that he had written the song about himself, even though the lyrics were clearly a dialogue to another person. After being asked about it for a number of years, the writer finally told famed jock Howard Stern that the song was written after he had been out to dinner with Mick and Bianca Jagger, and that while writing the lyrics, he was, quote, thinking of Mick Jagger singing the song to Bianca, close quote.
Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine Park Avenue clothes. You had the Dom Perignon in your hand. Shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. You know what everything's about. You had to have a white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot.
Whoa. know you had to be a big shot. Teacher, you had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot. Teacher, all your friends were so knocked down. You had to have the last word last night. So much fun to be around. You had to have the white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot last night.
Way up to a peak at number 13 on the Cashbox chart and number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. That was Billy Joel at number 40 with Big Shot, a song that received early airplay from KSLQ in St. Louis, WPRO in Providence, and WCUE in Akron.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
Now we are up to a song that was never released as a single, but should have been. It was produced by the former member of Spark, with a degree in electrical engineering from UCLA, Earl Mankey. After leaving Sparks, Mankey designed a recording console for the Beach Boys and was soon engineering at Brother Studios in Santa Monica. Mankey then co-produced underground albums by The Quick and The Runaways, and then he engineered sessions for Blue Moves by Elton John and Boats Against the Current by Eric Carmen. Once he was able to produce alone, he took the band 2020 into the studio. Upon the release of the 2020 album, Mankey told writer Mark Sepner of Cashbox, quote, "I hope to take something that has a raw, grainy edge, and keeping that edge, turn it into a pop single," close quote. with a song that should have been released as a single and should have made it up to at least number 20. That was Jetlag by 2020, produced by Earl Mankey on Portrait Records.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and you are listening to Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have an artist who hit number 1 in 4 different ways. First, she hit number 1 on the album charts as part of the original Jesus Christ Superstar LP. Then, she hit number 1 on all 3 American singles charts as the background vocalist on Eric Clapton's cover version of Bob Marley's reggae classic, I Shot the Sheriff. Later, she hit number 1 on the album charts again, this time with a track on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, which also hit number 1 as a single when it was released. The selection we are focusing on today, though, really hit number 11 in Canada. It hit number 3 in New Zealand, number 6 in England, number 9 in Ireland, number 14 in the United States, and number 15 in Australia.
I remember times, my love, when we really had it on. You were always there to make me smile and help me when I fall. Ooh, I can't believe you're leaving me when there's so much more to say. I still can feel the glow. Let it be, let it grow. Ooh, love me, please. Oh, just a little bit longer. Together we can make it. Our love is much too young to break it. Love me, please. Oh, just a little bit harder. Together we can make it. Our love is much too young to break it.
Oh, all I ever wanted was to have you to myself. Then I see you standing there in the arms of someone else. Ooh, you know a girl can stand so much, and it's more than
cover of a song written by the Bee Gees for their Children of the World album. That was Honolulu, Hawaii native Yvonne Elliman and Love Me, a record that really did peak at number 11 on the RPM charts in Canada. Now at number 10, we have a song that was released on a soundtrack album by a member of the Eagles as a solo track, and was later recorded by the Eagles for their album The Long Run. When the soundtrack album to the movie The Warriors was released in 1979, it contained In the City, a song written by Joe Walsh and Barry DeVorzon, and recorded by Walsh. Fans of the movie will easily recall the song playing over the closing credits as the Warriors walked away from trouble down the beach at Coney Island. When the soundtrack came out, WPLR in New Haven, KZEW in Dallas, KZAP Sacramento, and WBCN in Boston all played the album cut as if it were a single. Soon, Walsh's bandmates and the Eagles decided that they loved the song and should record it themselves. And once it was released on the Long Run album, it received airplay all over again. But the first version is the one that should have been a hit single, and it should have reached the top 10.
Somewhere out on that road.
with a song from the cult film The Warriors that should have, at the very least, reached number 10 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World. That was Joe Walsh with his solo version of In the City.
Number nine.
Now we are up to a single that really did peak at number 9 on the Billboard and Cashbox charts back in 1973. The song was called Air Ace 2, written by Juan Carlos Calderon, the same composer that did the music for the horror films Vengeance of the Zombies and Blue Eyes of the Broken Doll. When the six-person band Mocedades recorded Air Ace 2, it became Spain's entry for the Eurovision contest. While it came in a respectable second in 1973, its true legacy was its chart life that extended far beyond the contest. When it was released as a single, Air Ace 2 hit number 8 in Belgium, number 6 in Canada, number 3 in the Netherlands, and number 3 in New Zealand.
Una promesa, eres tú. Eres tú como una mañana de verano, como una sonrisa, eres tú así, así, eres tú. Toda mi esperanza eres tú, como lluvia fresca en mis manos. Fuerte brisa, eres tú, así, así, eres tú.
Eres tú, como el agua de mi fuente. Eres tú, el fuego de
Amaya Yuranga singing lead for the group Mocedades with Air Ace 2, a record that peaked at number 9 on both the Billboard and Cashbox charts.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Modern and great should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a track that is both modern and great, and on the singles chart it should have reached number 8. It is by the British indie pop duo from Wendover, consisting of Pete Hobbs and Jeff Owen, known collectively as The Boy Least Likely To. While they have not ever hit the top 10 in the United States, this duo has recorded songs used in the TV show Grey's Anatomy, the movie Eazy-E, and in commercials for General Electric, Cadbury's Chocolate, and Apple.
I'm not a boy, I'm a big fat balloon, flapping in the wind, floating over the treetops, on a broken
by myself, but I wish sometimes I looked the way I felt. Because I'm a balloon on a broken string. I don't belong to anyone or anything
from their 2009 album titled The Law of the Playground. That was the British act The Boy Least Likely To with a song that was modern and great and should have reached number 8, Balloon on a Broken String.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is by the rhythm and blues pianist that recorded under his own name but was also known as the Honey Dripper. Roosevelt Sykes was born in Elmer, Arkansas on January 31, 1906. He became extraordinarily accomplished at Barrel House Piano as a youngster, and by the age of 15, he was on the road as a professional blues singer. He perfected his craft by entertaining at sawmills and levee camps along the Mississippi River. Eventually, he ended up in St. Louis. After some successful appearances in St. Louis, Roosevelt was offered a recording session for OK Records in New York City. Right off the bat, he recorded 44 blues, which became a blues standard. Based on loose contracts, Roosevelt began recording for several different labels at the same time, using names such as Easy Papa Johnson and Willie Kelly. He was also starting to be called the Honey Dripper due to his sweet vocal stylings. In addition to his solo bookings, Roosevelt also worked as a session player with his St. Louis friends, Jimmy Oden and Charlie Specs McFadden. When he and Oden moved to Chicago, he signed a proper recording deal with Decca. In his Decca recordings, he often used an 8-bar style as opposed to the traditional 12-bar structure. After his Decca deal expired, he moved over to RCA and also relocated from Chicago to New Orleans. As an older blues man, Roosevelt continued to record for small labels such as Delmark, Bluesville, and Folkways. At age 77, he died of a heart attack in New Orleans. Today's little slice of heaven belongs to Roosevelt Sykes, who, right in the midst of the space race between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, released this blues workout that contains almost novelty lyrics, Satellite Baby.
Now listen, Mr. Khrushchev, I heard a lot of talk about the satellite missile and the president's fault. You better listen to what I gotta say. Things I'm gonna tell gonna make you hot to and gray. I got a satellite baby with a red hot style that's new. Well, she got more speed than Sputnik number 2. Well, you talk about your Sputnik and your hound dog crew. I got a rocket baby faster than the Asiatic flu. I got a satellite baby with a red hot style that's new. Well, she got more speed than Sputnik number 2. That's the right man. We'll be right back. Nick and your hound dog crew. I got that rocket baby faster than the Asiatic flu. I got a satellite baby, red hot style that's new.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was the Honey Dripper, Roosevelt Sykes, with Satellite Baby. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all over the world. You may have noticed that the last several weeks have been repeats of episodes from earlier in the year. That is because I unfortunately broke my left elbow playing tennis, and my recovery has been a little slow. I certainly apologize for the delay, and I hope to regain full use of my left hand and fingers very soon. In that regard, Lori, a world traveler originally from Arkansas, sent a speedy recovery card signed by her whole family. She hopes that music helps me heal. Well, Lori, thank you so much for the card. Music does indeed have a healing nature, and I believe that music is helping me heal right now. Rich from Wisconsin sent this message, quote, "It is a little-known fact, but the Beatles actually stopped touring after a freak tennis injury playing doubles. Don't look it up," close quote. Well, Rich, that one really made us all laugh. And even though there is a lot of research involved in this show, this is one little-known fact that we will definitely not look up. Susie from Kansas says, quote, "You are not 17 again, LOL. Hope you feel better soon," close quote. Thank you, Susie. I am certainly not anywhere close to 17 anymore, but I absolutely feel better than I did 5 weeks ago. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. Today's act certainly qualifies. The Talking Heads were a 4-person new wave band made up of art school students that happened upon the revolutionary New York music scene of the 70s. The group chose the name after one of their friends saw the term used in an issue of TV Guide. Following a false start at CBS Records, they landed at Sire Records, the label started by Seymour Stein and distributed by ABC. The band received some attention for their first 2 albums on Sire, and they began selling some records. Then, as the ABC label was bought and absorbed into MCA, Sire switched its distribution over to Warner Brothers. Soon after that switch, the Talking Heads released their 3rd album, which shot up to number 21 on the Billboard album survey. This single from that album peaked at number 80, but it sounded like a number 6 hit based on album airplay.
I've lived all over this town. This ain't no-
with our bonus hit at number 6, those were the Talking Heads with Life During Wartime, a song that in 2012 was described by the New Yorker as, quote, an apocalyptic swamp funk transmission in 4/4 time. The song is still a hell of a thing to hear, close quote. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now at number 5, we have a rockabilly song that resulted from a songwriting collaboration between a future member of Fleetwood Mac and a former member of Booker T and the MGs. Billy Burnett is the son of rock and roll trio member Dorsey Burnett and the nephew of Johnny Burnett, who charted at number 8 in 1960 with the original version of You're 16. With music in his blood, Billy grew up and soon began playing his own brand of rockabilly. One of his albums, Try Me, featured session work and co-writing credits with the legendary guitarist from Booker T and the MGs, Steve Cropper. Other guests on that album included Christine McVie and Mick Fleetwood. Ultimately, Billy joined Fleetwood Mac, and not much happened with that rockabilly album. Then, in the late 80s, the former vocalist of the Memphis band Bluff City, Stephen Wayne Horton, was picked up by Capitol Records. Looking for material with a rockabilly feel, Stephen Wayne recorded the catchy Burnett and Cropper collaboration Roll Over in sessions that were produced by the ever-present Jack Holder. Capitol released the song as a single, promoting it only in strict country markets. While the song did chart in the lower 60s on the country survey, we believe that it should have crossed over and hit number 5 on the pop charts, the way that Memphis rockabilly did back in the days of Johnny and Dorsey Burnett.
It was late in the evening, we still were going strong. Well, baby, you and me, we couldn't do no wrong. We had the world figured out way before the break of day.
Song that should have reached number 5. That was rockabilly artist Stephen Wayne Horton and his release on Capitol Records, Roll Over.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which usually means that we are going to play a single that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. Today, though, we are going to play a record that did pretty well in the United States and England both, but absolutely tore up the charts in Norway. This particular single hit number 8 on the Billboard charts in the United States, and it hit number 15 in England, but it went all the way to number 1 in Canada, the Netherlands, Belgium, South Africa, and Norway. And in Norway, it stayed on the singles chart for 61 weeks, 14 of which were at number one. Based on those statistics, this hard-hitting cover song is indeed the top single of all time in Norway.
No!
The 1975 album Hair of the Dog, that was the four-man hard rock act Nazareth, with the biggest single of all time in Norway and a record that should have reached number four instead of number eight in the United States, Love Hurts.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our three from way downtown, and today we're talking about downtown London, England. The band Uriah Heep began its existence when guitarist Mick Box formed the band Hogwash, which later evolved into the group Spice. In 1969, the group Spice changed its name to Uriah Heep, based on the character in Charles Dickens' 1849 novel, David Copperfield. The band endured several lineup changes and, at one time, included drummer Nigel Olsen, who left to join the Elton John band. During the 70s, the band experienced a great deal of success in Europe and received moderate airplay in the United States on FM outlets for the songs Easy Livin' and The Wizard. After some ups and downs during the 80s, the band surprisingly returned in the 90s with an album called Sonic Origami and really hit one from way downtown with the song Change. From London, England, here is the famous hard rock act Uriah Heep.
Once the world's a matter of power. Just
with our three from way downtown. That was Uriah Heep and their amazing song from the 90s, Change.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we are going to play a song that we think should have reached number 1. And for 6 long weeks in the late summer of 1978, the melodic rocker responsible for this record watched his masterpiece single languish at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100, stuck behind Andy Gibbs' Shadow Dancing. In the years since its chart run, this classic has unquestionably maintained a larger musical presence than the massive disco smash that kept it out of the number one spot, with it reaching the BMI Airplay Award for 5 million commercial radio plays in 2010. It has also been used in a number of movies such as Zodiac and Good Will Hunting, and TV shows such as Family Guy, Billions, and AP Bio, with Raphael Ravenscroft playing a saxophone riff that was originally written for guitar. Here is Jerry Rafferty with Baker Street. Single that hit number one in Canada, in Australia, and on the Cashbox charts in the United States. That was Jerry Rafferty with Baker Street, which spent 6 long weeks at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1978.
1.
Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1. And it is a song that, upon its May 13, 1967 release, celebrated the then-upcoming independent hippie spirit of San Francisco. The song was written by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas. The recording featured Phillips on guitar and seasoned L.A. veterans Joe Osborne on bass and Hal Blaine on drums. It was one of the best-selling singles worldwide in 1967, reaching number one in England, Norway, New Zealand, Germany, the Netherlands, Ireland, Belgium, and Austria.
If you're going to say Cisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle
Wrecking Crew. That was Philip Wallace Blondheim III, better known as Scott McKenzie, with his monster single San Francisco, a true instance of worlds colliding. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.